Welcome to BizHaps, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Ana Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHaps is brought to you by Factor One. We install a simple sales framework that can inject quick cash into your business in as little as 7 days. And we've got a proven track record in over 30 different industries. If you want more sales in your business as soon as this week, go to factorone.io to learn more. That's factorone.io. Today's guest is Libby Langley. Libby is a no bullshit business coach. Oh, I'm sorry. A no BS business coach since 2011. She has worked with 6,000 plus entrepreneurs championing efficiency and profit and joy in business. She is an Amazon best-selling author and popular podcast host. Libby is going to share a biz hack about doing things the wrong way around. Libby, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Thank you for having me. It's lovely to be here. So the biggest mistake that I've made in business, and I've been in business, like you say, since 2011, I've made it several times, but is doing things the wrong way around. And by that, I mean making decisions that are based on what the market says or what someone else says or what I think is should be done rather than what I want to do. And there's a few specific examples of a couple of years ago, I launched a membership because membership is the way to grow. There's the way to scale, right? I launched it to a big fanfare, got some people to sign up, unlaunched it the next day because I didn't want to run a membership.
Oh my
And
gosh.
yeah, so I mean, it's kind of embarrassing. It's kind of awkward. But also, as a business coach, it's a great lesson to be able to share with other people, right? So I'm always kind of quite happy to have these biz haps along the way. But I've done it. Yeah, I've done that lots of times. And certainly when I first started my business, I was told that to be a successful business owner, you grew a team, build it to £1 million, all of this. And so I got the office, I got the staff, I got all the everything that I was supposed to have. And after 4 years, I made all my staff redundant and I gave up my office and I went back home and carried on working on my own. And I've been doing that ever since. So that was 2015. I made that change. But again, it was because I was doing things the wrong way. And the wrong way is doing things because you're told to or because you should, rather than because you want to or because it makes you happy. Because if it doesn't make you happy, you might as well get a job.
Oh yes.
The reason of
Yes.
being in, yeah, the reason to be in business is for freedom, for flexibility, for joy and for happiness. And yeah, and that's absolutely what I preach and what I help my clients with. But it doesn't mean that I'm entirely immune to sometimes making those little mistakes myself along the way.
You mentioned something very interesting. You said that it was embarrassing, and I don't think it's embarrassing at all. I think it's something to look up to because to be able to, okay, I did all this work, I launched, and the next day to be like, you know what, this doesn't make me happy. And it's been there for 24 hours. I'm just going to take it back and I'm just going to do what makes me happy. I think that takes a lot of courage.
Thank you. Yeah, I never got a backlash from people. It's just, I kind of woke up and I'm like, oh no, this isn't right. And the people who'd signed up, I converted them to some one-to-one coaching and I just
Awesome.
sent out an email and just told everybody. And no, I never got any backlash at all. The only comments that I had was, I didn't think it was right. I wondered why you were doing that. And well done for just being honest and sharing it. It's a great lesson. So yeah, the feedback was superb. So maybe actually you need to make more mistakes and just talk people through them.
Well, mistakes make us grow.
They do. Absolutely.
You learn and you
Absolutely.
grow.
Absolutely. And they're learning, it's all a kind of learning experience rather than a mistake, I would say.
Also, I will say this. I think that whenever you are authentic to yourself and to the world, it's so much better. Like it's so much easier for you to do whatever you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, it's easier to fly, it's easier to be successful because nothing feels like as much effort. Because if you're being true to yourself and you're being authentic and you're doing what you really want to do in the way that you really want to do it, of course you're going to be successful. Of course it's going to be easier because then you're rolling, not pushing. Pushing's hard work, but rolling is momentum and keep going. Yeah. So it's much easier.
Definitely.
Absolutely be true to yourself and just do whatever you want to do, however weird or wonderful it is, it's going to be right for you, and that's what matters.
Definitely. Carrying a burden is not going to take you very far. So, Livy, this is awesome. Who do you serve and how can those people find you?
So I work predominantly with people in the UK, but not exclusively, because we have the internet, right? I work with women, service providers who want to stop being so busy, who want to be more in control of their business, who want to think more like business owners, and who want to grow their business, but by working less.
Mm. Awesome. How can those people find you?
They can find me on Instagram. I'm at Libby Langley, or LinkedIn, search for Libby Langley. My book's available on Amazon. It's called Life in Business. My podcast is also called Life in Business, which is available everywhere podcasts are. And my website is LibbyLangley.com.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much to our guest, Libby Langley, for coming in and sharing her story about changing minds. It's okay to change your mind. If you've got a BizHap of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to BizHaps.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One biz hip a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if your sales are down right now and you can't seem to turn it around, go to factor1.io and let's see if we can slingshot you into momentum. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factor1.io. That's factor1.io.